These days, French has lost status because the United Nations has 5 official languages, not just 1: English, French, Spanish, Russian, and Chinese. The individual most responsible for bringing English and French together, and one of the greatest writers in English literature, was a customs official who lived in the late 14th century named Geoffrey Chaucer, whose Canterbury Tales is one of the most extraordinary works in English, practically created, or at least made acceptable, a new language, which was a combination of the more elegant French and the cruder but more powerful Germanic elements. Since Chaucer's time, the two languages have been woven closer and closer together, forming the single language that we now know as English. However, even today, vestiges of the differences survive, for words of French or Latin origin still tend to occur more frequently in formal written English than in spoken English. This naturally means that for Spanish speakers, it is often easier to understand written English than spoken English. You can find evidence of this in this paragraph. Go through it and underline the words which are similar to words in Spanish. It is virtually certain that these will be words of Latin or Greek or French derivation, and probably they were brought to England by William the Conqueror and his men long ago.